I was just told anyone can start this.
Yeah.
It's not true.
What? No. Huh?
Yeah.
Who's going to do it?
Anyone in the room can start
anyone.
It.
Yeah. It's oh, really anyone just, in
yeah.
the room.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
Be so technically, you were the one.
Oh, great.
Because you spoke first.
I won.
Good for you.
How do you feel about that?
It's going on my resume.
For what?
I don't know.
He's Thick's, building
Thick's
resume.
Been looking
I get
for
it.
Another job.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys haven't fired me yet.
Well, we can't fire you.
It's good to know.
We would have to have your approval.
Yeah. Do you want to get fired? Or?
You're part of the group.
Yeah, we would make decisions
I'm glad
together.
I haven't forced me mentally to break down and quit in anger.
I yeah. thought yesterday. We were doing 7 days yesterday, and I
oh,
really
yeah.
took
Simon
to a breaking
got
point.
Into it about
yeah.
Well, the there was shit. Just
yeah, me and Simon were at each other.
Yeah. I find a point that I think, at least in my crazy brain, that I don't agree with when you try to make it, and then I'm like, I'm just stick on that one point and
well,
say that
I just,
point's
bullshit. I don't want to rehash this.
Well, no, not gonna.
Probably not a good idea.
Simon wanted some water, yeah. and I'm like, it's really easy to make water, and you should store water somewhere.
And from a third-party opinion, you were wrong, Simon. With that particular I understand
that. I love that I can't talk about it now, and yet okay. you got
all
you,
you know
and you.
Is it Simon needed water in 7 days to die, and I understand. I probably could have just made you water,
but then enabling again, you know, you always play that card with me.
Yeah,
no, I get it. All right,
we got some comments.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are actually, I want to say thanks to Simple Contacts.
Yeah.
Simple Contacts.
Yes.
Yeah. Dallas wears contacts.
And I went through the Simple Contacts process. And,
really?
And the name is appropriate.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that
sure.
later.
All right.
Simon.
What?
I'm sorry if I sounded
we're
ugly,
moving on
ugly
from that.
Yesterday.
Listen, and I'm sorry about the fact that I act like a child often. And then you know what? And then I always feel confident. At least I can recognize
yeah.
it after the fact, and I'm not in denial like some people.
Well,
so
we probably both could have been nicer yesterday.
I know, absolutely, yes, yeah. And really, what do I have to bitch about?
It's
nothing.
It's a tough world out
why,
there.
This is why I love us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know what?
It's
shit
like we
happens.
Fight about
kiss and make up
all the time.
Yep.
This is a family.
It must be weird though. I thought because Ada Hop. Has been witness to a little bit more of this. Where I always go, wonder what he's thinking now, because he had no idea what he was getting into.
Well, he was digging a hole the other day. He was like, I gotta get the
well,
fuck out of here.
Well, we argue in our videos.
Yeah, but to see it, it's different.
Like, wait, you're not recording. You shouldn't be arguing.
Yeah.
Right. And then when you're recording, yeah, he'll have to cut a lot of it out. He's forced to concentrate on it and see if it's worthy of keeping.
You can't go over 50-50 negative positive. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, if we didn't have arguing, we might have 2,500 subs tops.
I assume that Ada Hop is increasingly getting numb to this environment.
Yep.
Yep, there you go.
There we go.
So who wants to start? I've started the last two
reading,
times. I'm not
let
doing
me start
it.
Because I might have to bail out halfway through this. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Play some PUBG.
Yep.
Yeah, I got some PUBG to
go
play.
Go to Pachinki.
Mm-hmm.
Pachinki.
This comment is from Jose T. Scandoval. It says, guys at Neebs Gaming, non-game related question. What kind of beers do y'all drink?
Cheap beer.
Cheap. High Life.
Rolling
Corona.
Rolling Rock's
Bud Light.
The best cheap beer. Corona's very good.
And it's
sure.
not because they're our favorite beers. It's because we get a lot of beers between all of us. And it's for the buck.
Yeah.
Gets the job done.
Bang for the buck.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
But like, if I were to go out of way and get something fancy. Mm-hmm. Man,
I'd probably get one of those Bud Limes.
Oh, yeah.
Or one of those
seriously, that's gross.
Leinenkugels.
Now, Leinenkugels. I
Summer
love
Shandy.
Can't do those.
I like a nice Belgian blonde of some sort.
I like a Red Stripe.
I like Red Oak, which is
Red
just
Oak's
made
good.
Here in North Carolina.
Yeah. It's a
I'm
good
looking,
beer.
Looking forward to going to Ireland in the next couple of years, and the whole time I'm there, I will drink Guinness, mm-hmm. and it is a very good beer.
When are you going to Ireland?
It is.
I mean, I'd like to go.
No,
it's been
kind
it's
of a
been, it's been too long.
Let me know when you go. I want to go with you.
All right.
Well, that'd be fun.
It. I'm going to go
We could
too.
Do a community trip. We'll go to Ireland.
Ireland?
We're spending in Galway. We're hitting the West Coast. We're going to fly into Dublin. Screw that place. Good people, but we're not hanging there. We're going to hang in Galway.
Then we're going to go. Then we're going to go to Scotland. And we're going to drive Chowboy's Lamborghini and crash it.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Sounds good to me.
Get it wrecked.
Like, literally. You just careen into a ditch, do 10 flips, and as you're doing it, you're
get it, mate. I never met him. You guys always had crazy stories. And by the time I was,
we hung out with him, him and Azzy a few times. They were just fun. They were fun to hang out with.
They were really fun.
Man. Yeah.
Miss him. We did a humid pyramid with those guys.
We did.
Mm-hmm. I heard they were fun. I've always wanted a party with them.
At a bar with
them. That's right.
Singing happy birthday to some lady.
Oh. Here's a comment from Destiny Dragon that says, I did not know you guys did a voice line for Subnautica. That's so cool.
Is that we did. They didn't get me and Duralis in there or Thick.
Yeah, but you've been on Comedy Central twice, so.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you were on once, and Thick's been on like all the TV shows all over the place.
Yeah, but not Comedy Central.
Well, Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, I'll give a brief story of the way it happened. I when we were doing the show, I posted a couple of episodes on the Subnautica subreddit, and I said, hey, guys, we love the game. We're making the show. Check it out. Got a lot of attention, but one of the comments in the subreddit was, hey, would you ever do a voice for the game? It'd be like, yeah, if they ever asked me, absolutely. Fast forward 3-4 months later, I get a message on Reddit from one of the devs in Subnautica and says, hey, we saw your comment about doing a voice. Would you like to do it? Like, yeah, of course. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Send me a script.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I don't want to. Sorry, I'm busy.
But yeah, our voices are actually in the final game. And we just, you know, it's just you hit a terminal and we just give instructions to the player. It's nothing like crazy or anything. But yeah.
Huh? It's an Easter egg.
Yeah, it's it's part of the game.
That's even better.
Yeah.
So it's part of the directions that you have to do.
Yeah.
That's like, freaking, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's part of the story. It's like you,
now,
you hit a
certain
terminal.
Two different things? Because part of it's us kind of bantering as well, right?
Yeah, there's one where you and I, like, you come in, like, as I'm trying to explain to the player what to do, you come in and you're taking sandwich orders.
For office order, for lunch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're, Susan or whatever is like, she's ready to go and you're rushing me. And then the other one's just like me.
Now,
just
is
saying,
that part of the gameplay or is that an Easter egg? Because that's kind of a silly thing.
No, it's part of the gameplay. Like you have to, in order to progress, you have to hit.
You
these
have
terminals.
To hear that.
Yeah,
that's great. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's the game's somewhat serious throughout, and then you have this kind of silly moment.
Well, I mean, that far into the game,
that's great.
It's always had some sort of level of like tongue-in-cheek comment. Like even the PDA. Like early on, like the PDA was like, you know, congratulations on surviving. You know, things like that, where it's like a very tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
It's always had this like little hint of fun in there.
Lightens
the
mood.
Why not?
Yeah. Just a little lightening to the mood. And mostly comes from the humor of the PDA.
Well, that's
what I understand,
great.
They're taking a lot of that out, which is a shame. I wish they would put some of that back in.
Yeah.
Taken.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
What's your next comment, Apsro?
My next comment is from Comrade Bungie? Bungie, who says, the whole rooftop destruction derby and aftermath with Papa Apps from Killing Neves had me crying from laughing so hard. LOL. Good job. Keep it up, guys.
That whole GTA. Thing was that whole thing was probably one of my top three favorite Neves gaming moments.
Oh yeah.
That sequence there.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah, that was what was fun about that episode. Yeah, like the most fun in that episode is us just screwing off. And like doing the missions are fun, but just us coming up with like ideas of like, let's take all our cars to the top of the building and like go nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, where's our plaque up there?
I was actually wondering that myself.
We've got a plaque missing.
I remember, and it didn't fall, but I remember you bumped it the other night, Simon, but it certainly didn't fall. I don't know why it would be.
We've got.
Anthony says he knows.
We got 100,000 subscriber plaque on the wall, and I just noticed it's missing.
So we're going to make this part of it.
Anthony.
Anthony, do you know where it is?
Oh, okay.
Someone bumped into it.
Yeah, as long as it's somewhere nearby.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it.
Ah,
that paper has been.
Yep.
We still have not hung the million subscriber play button.
Well, because we're worried. It's like we have people over sometimes. It's like, well, we don't want to hang it there. Somebody might knock it off.
And it's heavy.
Yeah.
We're starting to look like hoarders.
We should put it in our Regal bathroom.
Our bathroom is so ugly.
Well, no, one day we're going to get an office that's not a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, this
works.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, no, we absolutely need something bigger.
Then we go to our buddy bigger. Joe Stauffer's office or JT Machinima's office.
Oh, yeah. Everyone has like a swanky pad.
Ours just,
but hey,
we're economy.
Yeah.
We're economy class, right. And that's what we're doing.
85% of our office is wires, just all over the place. Cables and wires.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost AdaHop this week.
They do that for kids, like wire pits. Because they don't do it. They just do the balls. And people have a bad taste in their mouth with the balls.
What are you talking about? Wire pits? Wires?
Wire pit.
You can't do a wire pit for
Throw
children.
Throw kids into a pit with a bunch of wires.
That's like a choking hazard. No, but you would just lay on top. You're not going to fall through.
Are you talking like
get a burrow in.
Segments of wires, like maybe 2 foot pieces, a ton of those?
Maybe.
Yeah, you'd have to do it like
they
that.
It couldn't be connected
maybe
to anything.
Maybe 60 styrofoam.
That's a really bad idea.
I'm just spitballing here.
None of these type of wires.
Like wrapped around the neck.
You don't make them where they're not that flexible.
Yeah, or 6 inches.
Jump in the staple pit.
Yeah, then basically you're jumping into like plastic sticks.
Okay, well, we can work out the details.
Flexible plastic sticks.
Yep, we're all going to die.
Listen, Simon, you might have been with me on this. We had an idea for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, yeah, you take it's like a big playground area with two pirate ships. Mm-hmm. And you put like little cannons where they can shoot like foam balls at each other.
I've been to a thing like that. What's the theme park up 95?
King's Dominion?
Yes.
They have something like that there?
Yes. It was like that whole room was set up like you got two sides and there's all these foam ball shooting weapons and stuff. It wasn't specifically pirate ship, but it was set up to battle side to side.
Yeah, see, that's fun.
They should
like
have
two
a place
pirate ships beside each other.
Yeah, that sounds good, but they should have a place where it looks like a neighborhood, but it's like a gang war. You go there and you got to dress in a certain color.
Yeah, Crips and Bloods.
Crips and Bloods.
You get spray paint.
Yeah, you got to tag
then you
somebody
can teach
else's
the kids about the history of gangs and why it's good to be a part of a family.
And on the way out, they get like a tattoo on their neck.
Yeah, or the little teardrop.
Teardrop.
Well, that's if you're in prison, right?
Well,
that's
a lot of people.
But in this
face
case,
it,
if you hit someone in the eye with ball and they get
that's
like,
a good idea.
Yeah. You get a
you
watery
call
eye.
The place Bling Blings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just because it sounds fun.
I'd work on the name.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know.
Bling Bling.
Questions.
I just said
sounds
okay
like jewelry
so we can get past it.
Okay.
All right. I got a comment here from Sweatsters. It says, just want to tell you guys that I'm a subscriber and I enjoy the shit out of your videos. And since I live in North Dakota and there's only like 10 people in the state, that's like 10% of an entire state that is subscribed to this channel.
Hey.
Keep up the good work. By the way, I like 7 Days to Die and ARC Video the best. So shout out to North Dakota.
They're all in Fargo, every single one
you
of those
subscribers. You know what? We can brag about that. That can be something that we can like advertise.
Yeah.
10% of North Dakota watches us. Yeah.
We've been wanting to brag more.
Yep.
We like bragging.
We could start with
we
that.
We started with that Subnautica thing, and now 10% of North Dakota is subscribed to Neebs Gaming.
Fact.
Who else has that? No one.
Fact.
We could lie and say 20%.
That's true.
Lying's, let's not push it.
Yeah. Hey, you don't know.
Lying's
at least,
not wrong if you don't tell them you're lying.
At least
let's
10%.
Let's fudge the numbers until the government tells us to stop.
There you go.
Yeah.
I believe
that's
North
what
Dakota,
the government does to us.
Exactly.
So no one tells them to stop.
Of gangs, there is one Crip in North Dakota. Just one.
Really?
And he's uncontested.
And he
that's only because his last name is Crip.
Right.
Jerry Crip.
Yeah.
If we can get
he's been
him,
arrested 5 times for no reason.
We can get 100% of the Crips
in North Dakota.
And we can put that on our shit.
Yeah. But don't leave out the North Dakota part. So 100% of the Crips watch Neebs Gaming.
Do you have another comment?
I got one more. Yeah, this is from JT Sharp that says, Neebs Gaming drinking game. Every time Neebs says stand by or tango down, we take a shot. And that, that'd get you pretty wasted.
Yep. Stand by.
We would all be dead.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to those things that you say.
Yeah.
Really?
I know I've heard them, but I don't know if he says them all the time.
I find when I edit, it's like, you hear, like, okay, he says this a lot.
Well, I used to say man down every time I killed an enemy, and then the people in the comments educated me on that.
Man down.
And what'd they say?
That could mean, like, one of your members is down.
Uh-huh.
Like, we have a man down. That's why you say tango down, because your target's down.
Good for you.
I like
you
tango down's nice.
Yeah. Thank you to the commenters for teaching us. We learn a lot from you guys in your comments.
That's for sure. All right, so that was it.
That was it. That's all of mine.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
I know there's at least a couple of things here.
I might as well go.
Go for it.
I don't need my laptop because I've got them on my laptop so I can send to you. But then I took pictures as well, so I didn't have to have my laptop.
Oh, fancy.
Because we're running low on stools, aren't we?
We are, because a stool broke.
Yeah, we got a hole in our wall.
Yeah.
And I love that. He's like, I mean, it's been wobbly for a while, but he was pretty tipsy when he went to sit on this stool.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went crashing.
And it broke. And he fell into the wall and he broke the drywall.
Yeah.
We need a picture of it.
So this was Scrap Mechanic Fireworks. Mm-hmm. A huge scrap success.
Wonderful.
And these
Georges
right
video
by each other, so I made it one snip. But Bugman, this was one of your worst videos, yet I fucking loved it. But then Dan Sims says, Neebs Gaming is not just a channel or entertainment. It's a lifestyle. Add some strong language, unique and top-notch banter to quality editing. a goal of world peace and a bunch of ingenuitive mates. Oh, and then there's Simon.
What kind of mates?
Ingenuitive?
Ingenuitive.
Yeah, but that's
it's ingenuitive. There we go.
Okay.
But you missed the and then there's Simon.
And then there's Simon.
And there's Simon.
Simon. Cool.
I was stumbling on those words and I apologize.
If Simon was an ingenuitive, I didn't know what that meant.
An engine native.
I'm an engine native. That sounds like a slang term, right?
Yeah, that's bad.
It doesn't sound very PC.
Well, I wasn't trying to be bad. It just
Well, native happened. Is fine.
Okay, so
engines.
I don't know if we've
not cool.
I don't think we've I'm sure it's come up on a commenting on comments, but what I appreciate from the comedian 1243 is the determination about this and the positive attitude every day he does this.
Okay, you know what's
You did the same?
I have one of his.
Okay, well, now you know.
Wow.
Okay.
Day 31 of the Lion King movie review.
Yep.
A whole freaking month, baby. Woohoo!
Yep,
let's make month
there.
Two an even better one. Hopefully, we don't need to go through month two.
Yeah.
Anyway, as always, thanks for all the support. And there's, at the moment, or at that time, there was 68 likes on that.
It's going to be great when it gets to
the persistence,
day 1,000.
Man, day 1,000 is going to be amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what streak I'm on Duolingo?
What?
Like 670 streaks.
Wow.
Been practicing Spanish
every day. That's
without
great.
Missing a day
great
for that
job.
Long.
Neebs, you have yet to order your food at the Mexican restaurant down the street.
I could.
In Spanish. I want to hear it the next time. Yeah,
but that's easy. You just go, yo quiero tacos. That's like it's easy.
But you still don't do it. The best practice is when you practice with people conversing.
Okay.
I want to see it.
I know how to say, what do you want to drink? Que va a tomar.
Great. That's
there you
great.
Go. Okay. And then you go.
Water.
Tea. Water.
And then, agua, not water.
And then they go, que va a comer? And you go, tacos.
Unless you don't want.
Done. Tacos. It's easy.
So this is again on the fireworks, scrap mechanic, conflict and comments. JNL77, another awesome video. Good way to brighten my day up, guys. Keep up the great work. Always enjoy watching your guys' videos. And Alex says, I agree with Neebs. Bad video.
So, yes.
There's that one. And then here's another conflicting comments. And this one's on today's scrap, the Crazy Wheels Race. Dottiest River 69 says, that song is going to be my ringtone now. And a bunch of silly faces after that.
Silly faces are good. That means I like you.
Yay! This is great.
And then the follow-up player says, Christ alive, that rap song was dreadful.
Well, I heard you played it here in the... I haven't seen the video yet. You played it here in the office and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Hoo-hoo.
Job. This is rap time, yo.
Yes, it is, Simon.
Let's go.
We're building silly wheels, building silly wheels, yeah.
The car's without wheels other than wheels.
We're building silly wheels, building silly willy wheels, yeah.
Do these cars have wheels?
I don't know.
One thing I do know, silly wheels, silly wheels, yo, ho.
No, they're not wheels.
They're not, in case you just forgot. Ho!
No, they're not wheels. What are they? They're something else, like a cup. They're not wheels.
They're not.
They could be a ball. They could be a pipe. They could be a cup or even a kite.
What about puppies or freaks?
There's no puppies.
What the fuck are you thinking, Simon?
I don't know. I'm just trying to
Why
have fun.
Why would there be a puppy?
I don't know. I really don't.
But let's not forget this.
What?
We're building silly wheels, building silly willy wheels.
They're not wheels.
They're not.
This is going on too far.
Silly wheels, silly willy wheel wheels.
They're not wheels.
They're not. Ho! That is a catchy ass rap. This is on Ark the Fast and the Furriest.
Ooh.
Ha!
Brady Dorman says, we need a Duralius rating now. And that has 159 likes.
Yeah, for Ark.
I would have... Almost, I mean, I don't want it, but I see what you're saying because something in that game just does not click with me. Something doesn't. And like, I know how you feel on every game you play now, Simon.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Where it's just there's this disconnect that that doesn't allow you to learn, really.
Learn or remember.
Or remember. Yeah. Right. No, all that stuff.
Have you tried playing the game by yourself?
That sounds horrible.
That's what you need to do because
no.
Yeah.
It seems like you haven't wrapped your head around it yet.
I mean, just to
simple
stuff,
admitted
I'm like,
that.
You know, just building a quick thatch hut.
I would like to see Duralius versus Simon in that card memory game. You know how you flip the one card?
I'm pretty good at memory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to see. I want to test. I want to science some things.
We can maybe add that to the Lion King movie review. A little bit of game of memory. Memory off.
I want to see like a race with like you guys. How fast can you build like a quick thatch hut and like a fire pit?
Ooh,
that sounds
cool. Set up.
But you start to enjoy the game when you go in. You're like, oh, here I am. I have no food. I have no stuff. how do I survive? That's, and you came into just a place where people are already established.
Yeah.
So I think you missed that.
I did.
Initiation into the game.
I absolutely did.
Well, we should drop them off on a desert island and say, you live here for a few episodes.
We'll come check on you in a
few
months.
Yeah, but we've already done
that. No, he just went and lived with Shadow.
I know, but still, that's bullshit. He needs to just hang out with us.
Thanks,
it's
Simon.
It's bullshit. Yeah,
so what's your solution to his disconnect?
My solution with
the game?
Is, well, just roll listen, with it. After 3 years of being forced to play games and have fun with you guys, I'm actually taking a step forward to try to learn each time that I play. And he can do it a lot better than me because he has a really good memory. He just needs to commit to it.
I have a challenge.
Okay.
We should all build a base, a small base, somewhere on the map, far from one another, where we don't have any help with the base, just a small one. The ones that are better at the game have to build in the north where it's harder to build, and the ones who are not as good can build kind of in the south or in the middle where it's not too bad. But I would like to see that survival process. I know it would be a weird video and be bouncing all around, but I still would just want to see it and see what would happen to you guys.
Boring.
Yeah, it does sound boring.
I could build something very simple and easy.
But it's not just building. It's surviving.
Well,
you've got to go get your shit. You've got to make sure nothing kills you.
Well, what are we seeing? Are we just watching you build a base in the north?
Well, you mean I'm starting with nothing?
Who are you going to talk to?
Well, he just
where's the story?
Kind of suggested the same thing with building a little thatch. Kind of a challenge.
No, that wasn't a video. That was
this could be part of a video.
Get those two in a field. All right, who can build a get established a little, little
maybe
place
we can spice
quickest.
That up with the Lion King review and the memory off game.
Right.
Maybe so.
We'll do it. All right.
So, this is also from Fast and Furious. Okay, no bullshit here. This is from Captain Fike. When the voice on the wind thing happened, I laughed pretty suddenly and fucking sharted. You guys made me laugh so hard, I pooped my damn pants. I'm a 28-year-old grown-ass man, subbed for life. I'll probably take Michael Hamblin.
No, don't take him.
You hear that voice on the
don't
wind?
Don't take him.
It sounded like, don't take him.
Yeah, I'll probably grab Michael Hamblin.
Please don't.
That's pretty great.
The voice on the wind thing.
And Michael Hamblin, the pterodon, is still alive today because of that.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. Mm.
But who died because of it? Was it Idie Black?
Yeah, it was Idie Black. Idie Black got
thicked by
Durellis.
Yeah.
Yeah, thicked by Durellis.
So just two more quick. This is from Yak from the Fast and Furious video saying, now we know who writes the titles for the videos.
No, actually, that was
I know.
Neat.
That's why I
but
wanted
I,
to address this.
I did
this.
That for Duralius.
No, you didn't.
You did
everything.
That to every pun I do is for you, Duralius.
Everyone.
And the
you
parks and recreation.
When you said it, you're like, hey, it's for you.
That was my Taj Mahal for you.
I thought the parks and recreation one.
Sharks
and recreation
that
was
great. That was great. But Fast and Furry, you know, ugh.
Yeah.
If you did
I
that for
that
me,
title.
Just stop.
I did it for you.
Stop.
I liked the title.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Okay. But it wasn't me, y'all. It wasn't me, Yak.
So the girl that had the Taj Mahal built in her honor, this is the same exact same scenario as that.
Why? I don't know the
story.
She
didn't build the Taj Mahal, but the prince or whoever, I don't know the Taj Mahal history, but I know it was built for a girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is the exact, you did that title
that
for
that pun was
me, the
that's my
the,
gift to you.
The perfect analogy.
I'm bored now.
This is from, there's no words. It's not a name. It's a bunch of, I think they probably just hit the keys.
The cat
a bunch.
Walked on the keyboard.
It's a bot.
Yep. And this is, you guys can answer. How did you get that many structures so quick? It's pretty clear that you cheat your items in Ark, and that sucks because Ark is a grindy game, and it's not fun if you skip a big element in the game. Please respond to this one in one of your commenting on
which
comments.
Structure are they talking about?
Probably the base.
A lot of it happens. It's not seen like cases.
The grind
and let's
be
honest, we also
show.
Spawn some shit every now and then.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's not fun watching people grind.
No.
So it's like, all right, let's like we need to build all these walls. It's like, okay, we're not gonna do three episodes of us going out getting stone. Mm-hmm. We'll get a little bit of it. We know how to build it. Let's just spawn the shit.
We know how to bust a rock. Let's get some rocks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Within reason the spawning happens.
Mm-hmm.
That should be clear as well.
But it's usually like rock or wood.
Right.
Yeah.
That
shit. Simple shit.
I like to stay late sometimes and build after a recording day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of the barn that way, so we're not doing it during the recording. We record all day, spend an hour at night just building on the thing. And I am currently working on something with our new base that I'm probably going to do off the show, but you'll see it progress as we go.
Yeah, I am too. I got a little thing going in a corner.
I'm not doing it.
I'll build a little place because I like building.
Yeah,
I've got into building.
Yeah, we should all have a little house in that new base.
Yeah.
And you're done?
I'm done.
Okay, I'll go.
Bam.
Slam a bam.
I have to leave.
Everyone say goodbye.
But maybe back for you. Before you get done. I don't know.
Maybe. What?
We'll see. We'll see. I'll be back shortly. If not, I love all of you.
Yay.
All right. Well, this one's from, is it Ice Zombie? Is that what it's called?
Yes, I think
it is. Ice Lumberjack? Ice Zombie.
I think it's called Ice Zombie.
Ice Zombie. Alex Anderson says, in all caps, how do you have 45 meat stews? Okay. That legit is the most powerful food item in the game, wellness-wise.
I really feel like so much of what we talk about is explaining the fact that we're not cheating. And it's getting, and I get it, we should talk about it, but it's like, fuck.
And this needs to be addressed.
Of course.
I grabbed them. How do we explain this in a succinct way?
Here's our theory.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Here's the problem. We do spectator cam, so of course we have the ability to spawn things. I'm a big advocate of working for things.
Sure.
So much the fact that Simon wants to kill me sometimes.
Right. It's true.
So I think what happened was we spawned some food for Adahop, who was our spectator cam, so his body wouldn't die. In 7 days, you have to fly your body around, separate the camera from the body, and then spectate. So I think we had spawned food for him, so he wouldn't have to be grinding for food while he's spectating us in this game.
Right.
And I think Duralius found
it. He stored them somewhere, or they were stored somewhere, and I found them, grabbed them. Oh, shit.
What a find.
Look at this,
you thought the quantity number was like the 50, power of it.
I thought it was like the power of it. I thought there was one beef stew. I didn't know. Like, we're all learning the game. I especially was back then, and it was just in my inventory. Like, this beef stew never goes anywhere.
I know, because you get peas, you got Spam, you got all these different things. Yeah. So, you go, stew. That's stew.
Oh, look. Level 56 stew.
Yeah, well, I would just see stew myself.
Oh, now it's level 55 for some reason.
I didn't know that they were like the most powerful thing. I didn't know that I had 50 of them, and I didn't know that it was like looked at as like we were potentially cheating. I didn't know.
No. So, well, that's, I mean, it would take you a long time to make one.
I know that now.
One stew.
Uh-huh.
I know that now more than ever, obviously, but it was a big mistake.
Yeah, hopefully we cleared that up.
Yeah, so there.
Well, I think there was two episodes where the stew was in it.
I had it right on my little bar down there.
Yeah, and then we made you throw it out, and you could tell you didn't want to.
Of course I didn't want to.
Well, why? Why?
They're delicious.
They're not delicious. It just means you have to go work for food now.
No. I understand. They need to go.
Well, I understand why he wants to keep them, because working sucks sometimes. Well,
no, it's also rewarding.
I know it
is. Have you seen the garden I have beside my place?
I know, but it's a different thing. So many times, you get this. I don't want to have this argument with you. It's like you enjoy certain parts
of the
game. If
you don't enjoy this aspect of the game.
I enjoy running around with my friends a lot. I really do. Now I'm starting to get into a little bit more other things, but I'm still not into filling up 32 jars and going and boiling them up.
That's a big part of the survival aspect,
though. But I get it. I understand your
point. But that's the thing,
is
you come up with a system that makes water not a problem anymore.
Right.
You're like, oh, look, now I've got 1,000 water.
And we're right by a river, you know?
Right. My system was to get it from my friends. That was my system. But not anymore. Not anymore.
Okay.
It's done. I can't do that.
So it was an honest mistake. I didn't know how many I grabbed. And it was probably, spawn. Well, we assume it was spawn for Adahop.
For spectator.
All right, from the same video, Dr. Frankenstein, MD, says, replace gaming in the channel's name with bitching, and that's what there has been way too much of in the past few months.
Right.
So Neeb's bitching.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean past few months since the
it's how it started. Yeah, it's always been that.
Yeah. But you don't want to have too much of it. I'm trying to do less of it. I really am trying. It's not. But being conscious of it is half the battle.
There has been videos where it's been so much that it kind of even like, I don't know, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Some videos.
Well, part of what we do, I mean, we're friends and we like to pick on each other.
Yep.
And then sometimes it just goes too far.
But you know what? There are times though, like we recorded an ARC yesterday and man, me and Simon, we were on the same page. We were positive.
It's nice.
And then by the end of the episode, you're like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have allies when you're angry. Yeah.
You're a good positive energy. Thick. You actually are when you're there.
Yeah. And I'm there.
That's right. But you know what?
Till he gets us all killed.
I like listen.
You get killed, not me.
I'm voting for a more positive vibe throughout, but you need to have a certain amount of the bullshit and the banter. We just need to keep the ratio.
Of course. It's unavoidable with our dumbasses.
That's it. So heard loud and clear.
All right. This is from the 7 Days to Die video, Should He Have Dynamite? This is from Dutch Diva 88. says, I think everyone should cut Simon some slack.
Thank you.
Man.
According to this link, he is older than technology is. According to this link, he is older than technology itself. I personally think that is amazing that a man Simon's age tries to learn PC gaming and try to keep up with modern technology. Good for you, Simon. Good for you. And then there's a link here.
It's probably to the bio that I wrote for our thing that says I'm 100 and something years old, which isn't too far off.
Yeah, we should cut him a little bit of slack, but not so much because he's an old man, but because his brain doesn't work in a way that helps him game.
No,
he's good at other things.
Yeah, it does not help me. No, it doesn't. But
you're not wired for gaming.
I'm not wired for gaming, but I am wired for learning, and I haven't been learning, and you pointed out it took years and years to figure out. I don't take the time to actually learn. I go, oh, I'll remember that, and I never do. So I need to change that.
I think people don't realize we probably game less than someone watching our videos. Because like when we play Ark, sometimes we haven't played Ark for a week.
I guarantee we game less than them.
And then we do a 2 or 3 hour session for the show, and then we all go edit, and we don't get to game Ark again until that following week sometimes.
Same with 7 days, same with pretty much everything we play.
So a lot of times whenever you're coming back into the game, you're like, wait a minute, which key does what?
And I'm very simple. I'll get confused between the two games, even though they're very different, between 7 days to Die and Ark. And I'm hitting I when I should be hitting tab for seven days.
I do the same thing.
You remember I don't remember what video it was, but I think it was in Nebsylvania when, because you've come a long way, Simon, you truly have, how he was moving. His movement system was it him using both?
Yeah. No, he didn't use his three fingers for WASD.
Yeah.
He would use like his index finger for all four keys. Yeah. Weren't you doing that?
But I mostly do forward with the mouse. I still hardly do left and right with the A and the D. But I do it sometimes, but most of the time it's just mouse. So whatever, I'm going forward and I'm just mousing it.
So he doesn't know how to strafe.
Not comfortably.
Walks.
Yeah, not comfortably. But hey, I'm trying, man. I really am.
From the same video, Mr. Mandino says, hey guys, great vid. A good trick my friends and I tried is building a moat around whatever residence we are currently staying at and filling the floor of it with big wooden spikes and the edge of it with little wooden spikes. Height advantage over the zombies during the horde definitely helps too. Hope this helps. Keep up the great work, guys. Simon, XOXO. That means hugs and kisses
to you. And kisses
I used
you.
To get them
That's
from awesome. My Aunt Phyllis so, all yeah. the time.
That was from way. Your Aunt Phyllis, by the way.
Oh, it was from Aunt Phyllis.
Yeah, she baked you a pie.
I love her.
Initially, when we were, I assumed we'd all be in the same structure for the seventh day. That was pretty much what I wanted to do this time, was a moat. But it's not going to work in our case. For this particular seventh
day. For 14th day.
Yeah, not for day 14. It won't work. But
moving past that, I'm with you. I would like to do a mode of some sort.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to the next time building something different, too. Now I want to build something to survive on my own, assuming I'm going to die and then join up.
That's
eventually.
What I love about that game. I love that, when we're done with this one, I mean, I assume we're probably going to wander a little bit more. You know, because there's fresh resources.
Yeah, but we might eventually have to bunker down
and
build something good
making
for
that
a
better
while.
And better. But it's fun to like see a place and like see if you get a visual of how you can fortify it, or if this is like this is it.
Or taking a flat piece of land and saying this is going
to
be
that's
the
way
to go.
Sure.
At least for me individually, I think
if we're happy, something pre-existing possibly or possibly that if we're happy with
maybe
that
start
locale,
with the moat, dig the moat and just leave a big flat piece of land in the middle. Because you want to make sure you don't dig out.
You also don't
want to
limit your
of your building
if you have a new vision of like what to add to the place, and your moat restricts.
But
that.
Mark it out. Go. The moat's going to be here. You have to be careful when you dig in that game.
Oh, I know.
If you dig under your walls will collapse. If you dig too much.
So starting with the moat makes sense. So this might be in one of my comments, but there's wooden spikes, which is what I've been using. But then there's log spikes. No.
Yeah.
So log spikes are apparently
that's
much...
what he's talking
they're
about.
They're stronger.
Okay, well, but
they don't kill
as
fast.
Log.
A zombie can hang on that for like 4 days before he dies.
They last longer, right?
They last
longer. Is that
longer,
what it is?
But they take a long time to kill the zombie. But what they're saying is the zombie is on top of that, and then when he approaches the wall in front of him, that's where the smaller spikes are, but he's taking damage the entire time from underneath.
Cool.
Yep, it's good stuff.
The next comment... God, I hate doing this to you, Duralius, but just reading it, I kind of laughed. It's from Katie Brand, And I want to preface this with, I love Duralius with all my heart. But Katie Brand.
That's from you or from
that's
her?
That's from me. Okay. I just picked this comment because I kind of chuckled when I read it.
Okay, I'm ready.
It says, Duralius needs to start his own gaming channel or something. If you don't like the way everyone else plays, then go start your own channel. Ooh. Shithead can't even admit when he is in the wrong. It's always somebody else's fault. Fuck you, Duralius.
What video? What video is it from?
That's from the, should we give him dynamite? Or should he have dynamite?
What did I do in that?
Okay. I'm pretty sure at some point, I feel like recently, wow, there was a couple of times like when you were digging your cave, the bunker, yeah, and I said, hey, come on out. I'm almost dead. You should help. And I think that's when you were saying to me, you do it. It's your job. You're not doing anything. And then Yeah, I think that happened then.
You said you were almost dead.
That doesn't sound like a good response to that.
My argument, I had an argument during the episode for it. Adop can probably attest to that whole thing of like me being like, how do you not think that this is okay?
Adop, yeah, could you come out here, please?
Let's get Adop in here.
Yeah, sit down on that microphone, please.
Yep, you're the new abstro.
And this might be the wrong argument, but this is one of the arguments that you wouldn't admit that you were wrong.
Ada Hop cuts the majority, well, almost, you know, Neebs isn't cutting one now, but for the most part, he's show running 7 Days to Die series. Correct. And did you hear that comment?
I heard it. It was
in reference to that episode. What's going on here?
The dynamite episode. Okay.
What did Duralius argue about that was unreasonable in that episode?
There were multiple arguments that lasted about 5 hours in that video.
Not all with me though. I mean, they weren't.
There were a lot between you and Simon in that one.
Really?
Where he was trying to do stuff, you know, watching your back or whatever, and you were like, all right, so you're just words talking to him. But I think I cut most of that out. They may have been talking about when you were encouraging everyone to mine Neeb's house completely hollow, as well as when you went into Abstro's house and cut up his couch.
Yeah, that was insane that you just went into his house and
chopped
his... That was an
ugly couch.
It wasn't his house.
But that's not an argument.
I know.
In his defense, he was bleeding out, and I think he was looking for cloth.
I was. Not to call out Thick, but didn't you start the revolution within Neeb's place?
Yeah.
He did.
You both were tearing my place apart.
But you didn't want those. There were...
But it was my resources.
It's uh-huh. true.
That's my house. Yeah. I should be able to take those resources and build things I want.
But I wasn't using those resources just for me. I was using them for us.
You don't need to... Hey, I'm not going to come into your house and take your money and buy you something with it.
It might have been just... might have been one of those days for me, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was sitting next to
you. No, it's every day.
It's not.
Remember in the ice zombie episode? When we even said going into the camp, don't loot until all the zombies are down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's true.
And then first you were thing like, you started doing was going through zombie loot.
And then you got mad at us when we said... Well, you're supposed to wait. You said, I thought you'd have my back. I thought you were going to work. I thought
you'd have my back. And we did have your back. Yeah. I was fighting a zombie behind you.
And the zombie was in the way. Right? The zombie was in the way
of
you.
It didn't help that he was right there between me and the zombie I was trying to get off of him.
Exactly.
Okay, so, all right. I've got my moments, but I apologize. I don't think it warrants a fuck you, Duralius.
I know. And the funny thing is,
it's okay.
In Katie's picture on like her little avatar thing.
It's a picture of me?
No.
With a finger.
She looks like such a sweet, sweet gal.
Yeah.
Wow,
I really rubbed
her
the wrong way.
She's a three-time knitting champion.
Good Lord.
And Duralius, hater.
And
well, I apologize to her as
she's
well.
She's made more friendship bracelets
I'm gonna
than
work
anyone
on it.
In the world.
Yeah. I will work on that.
And I'll say to Katie, he's not doing it to be mean. I sit next to him during those recordings, and he is giggling the whole time every time one of these things happens. He's having a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. This. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he loves
being
a dick.
Hop.
That's, Thank that's you, it sir. For me.
Hey! All right. Well,
so Neebs, you're up.
You know what? Well, Neebs, you have one or two. Maybe we should cap off with your, because I've got a lot.
We should go to our sponsor.
Oh, you know what?
First.
We should do that. We
Simple
should...
Contacts.
Simple Contacts. Duralius.
Yeah.
You got Simple Contacts, didn't you?
Yeah.
Let's talk about them.
Okay. So I wear contacts, and I hate going to the annual appointment to renew the prescription every year. It sucks. But thankfully, Simple Contacts is a super convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in just a few minutes. All you got to do is take a 5-minute vision test from your phone or your computer, and you record your eyes up close and read a visual acuity chart, just like in a doctor's office. And then the test is recorded and reviewed by a physician in your state. Then you'll receive a renewed prescription and can order your brand of lenses. And they have all the brands you're familiar with and more, like options for astigmatism, which I have in both eyes, multifocal lenses, colored lenses, and they're great prices. So you never have to leave home, no more doctor's offices or waiting rooms. But this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. The exam's only $30 and standard shipping is free.
Oh, and there's one thing I gotta say.
Okay.
If you have expiring HSA insurance dollars, they can be used by the end of the year, so do that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, that's a thing.
Thank you. I know. I'm glad you said it.
All right.
So, yeah, I did it. It was cool, man, that my phone was like reading my eyeballs, and then I put the phone across the room at a certain distance, and it told me to go ahead and do the old eye chart thing.
That's crazy. Technology's crazy.
Right.
And it makes sense for something like this. It's perfect.
Exactly. And it did just take a couple minutes, and I actually talked to a guy like in no time when I had just a couple questions, and like all of a sudden I was talking to someone. It was cool. Like a real person.
Really?
That was neat.
So it wasn't a computer voice?
I don't think so. No.
I can help you.
Well, it was all text. It was, wouldn't, in my head, I didn't hear it that way either.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah. But it worked out great. It was awesome. So I will be using this again, for sure.
All right. So they have a deal, right? A promotion, maybe?
Yeah. To get $30 off your contact lenses, go to simplecontacts.com/Neebs and enter code Neebs at the checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/Neebs and enter code Neebs at checkout for $30 off your contact lenses.
Thank you, Simple Contacts. All right, well, Ada Hop.
Yes.
You were going to talk about something.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I have a comment. I want to give some backstory on this. We have an amazing person, an executive producer named Champ Wild, who's on our Patreon. He mm-hmm. talks to us all the time in the streams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy. He commented, he left a donation in the stream a few weeks ago saying, if one of us could find his comment and read it in commenting on comments, he'd give that person a drone. And I found it. He said it was open to me as well. I said, okay, I'm going to weasel my way into this video.
Yeah. So, I mean, shit.
So this comment is from the Shadow of War review. It's I'm talking to Abstro, so I wish he was here. But Abstro, awesome review. Can I see Fallout 4 like playthrough with Ogbar the Tarkslayer as your animated character? I bought Shadow of War, Assassin's Creed Origins, and Wolfenstein Bloodlust, or whatever the fuck it's called. Please do a review with Simon on Wolfenstein because it's killing Nazis and pretty kinetic fun, and the story is pretty awesome. And if you read this comment and commenting on comments, I'll give you a drone.
Damn.
What was the challenge?
To find the comment.
But is it from Champ Wild?
It is from Champ Wild.
So you just had to dig through where it was? So is that why you're late on your videos or like behind on 7 days?
That's why I'm down the wire on my videos. Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Spent 8 hours on it.
Shit.
No, that's great. So thanks, Champ.
Thank you,
Champ. Because we're going to take that drone away from him and use it for work.
Oh, yeah. So he can.
I'm just kidding.
Aerial shots
and fly it into a tree.
That new Champ was serious. He was gonna give you that drone.
Yeah, I messaged him saying, "Oh, looks like Simon's gonna let me be in this video." He said, "Cool. Looks like you're getting a drone for Christmas."
Whoa.
Huh?
Champ likes to give things away.
He does.
He's a great guy.
We went to a bar with him. Generous. He gave his shirt away. He literally gave his shirt away.
He did.
He gave us two bottles of boner tea too.
So Simon, cut out this part with Ada Hop.
Oh, no.
And I just want to let you guys know that I found Champ Wild's comment.
Found Champ Wild.
Really?
Champ Wild.
It was in the Shadow of Mordor thing, and it goes.
You find it. You get the drone. You get the drone.
I'm sure Ada Hop let us play with it.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Ada Hop. Yay! And thank you, Champ.
Maybe you can teach the drone to edit.
All right, I'm gonna jump in. this is from the commenting on comments. BJR says, "Thick S Siri to beatbox. Give it a shot, buddy."
Oh, hey Siri, beatbox.
Here's one I've been practicing: boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. I can do this all day. Cats and boots and 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 cats.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you go.
Does she do different ones each time?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Go ahead.
Hey, Siri. Can you beatbox?
Here's one I've been practicing: boots and cats and boots.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Cats and boots and cats and boots.
Hey. Epsro's back.
That's enough, Siri. Thank you.
This is from 7 Days to Die. Braxton Troyer says, "How dare you people pull me from my sleep and give me quality content at 2 a.m. My wife went to our guest room because I was giggling like a epileptic hyena for a solid half hour. Consider this the first strike, Neebs crew. I'll only give you like 5 more or 6 or whatever. You're on my list. You will be receiving a bill for our marriage counseling." I still find it crazy that someone will actually get up out of bed at 2 a.m. because they're excited
Here's a video.
To see the show.
Yeah, I could wait. I could wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
But no, it's great that the wife is just like, God damn it.
That's strength. That's amazing. Even when I'm like, I gotta pee bad. And I'm like, well, it's only 7 hours till I get up. Maybe I'll just wait.
Maybe I'll just wait in this puddle of pee.
No, yeah.
That's the worst.
You gotta pee bad. Get up.
But you start doing the math. You're like, okay, 2 hours. All right, I can wait 2 hours.
I don't do the math. I go pee.
Yeah. If I wake up and I have to pee, I go pee.
Yeah, because I don't like
laying
there.
Can't that mess with you in the long run? Like, if you hold it?
Yeah, that's why I do the math.
Well, your math is not...
2 hours I can probably do, but 7 hours, that's pushing it.
I mean, why don't you just get up and go pee?
Because I'm comfortable.
Hey, there is a chance, and I hope it happens, that you have a dream about peeing, and it happens.
Listen, that happens. You're peeing, but you dream you're peeing, and then you wake up and you're like, I know, I've just peed the bed. I know it.
I did that. I shat in a dream, and I woke up. I'm like, oh my God, I'm certain there's just a big clump of shit in my bed, and there wasn't.
Okay, that's good.
Thank God.
I mean, I've done that with a wet dream, where it's like in the dream, you're doing the thing.
Oh, that
and then the thing happens, and
happened
then,
in boot camp with me.
I automatically, like, I had one, God, this was like months ago, but I had the wet dream, and then as soon as
nobody wants to hear about your wet dream.
I know,
nobody wants to hear this.
I do. It's like, as soon as I had it, my brain went, like, oh, that was fun, like, in the dream, but then my brain just goes, wait, shit, you're in your bed, and like, wake up, make sure it doesn't get on the sheets, and so my body woke myself up.
Oh, my God.
Like jump out of bed and like change my underwear.
Kick the sheets off.
And it's a natural thing. It's okay. We're not getting weird with it.
That's a perfect segue to our sponsor.
Hey.
Well, we already
did that.
Plasti sheets.
I had that happen in boot camp, which I think was wonderful. Because you hear this rumor of like saltpeter that makes you like... And moving on. What you got next?
Okay. This is from Brock Sampson, also on ARC. It says, my job, Lowe's, has a big TV in it, so I pulled your guys' channel
job
up.
Lowe's?
His job, my Lowe's. Job, Lowe's. So I'm assuming
he works at
Lowe's Food or Lowe's, whatever.
Rob Lowe's.
He works at Lowe's.
Or is it my job, Blows?
No. Listen to what I'm going to say, okay?
It's his turn right now.
All
right.
My job, Lowe's.
I
want to
understand what he's saying.
I know. Okay.
That's not a sentence in English. My job, Lowe's.
Listen. My job, Lowe's, has a big TV in it, so I pulled you guys' channel up on my phone and then streamed this video to the TV. All the customers were watching y'all's episodes, and no one knew what was going on. You guys are awesome. Thank you, Brock.
I hope
that's
Brock,
cool.
I hope Brock's not fired.
Yeah, you would think because we swear.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Hopefully, it wasn't being blasted on a loudspeaker.
And
good one, Brock.
Lowe's doesn't sell TVs.
Who knows? It could be a Lowe's from anywhere. Uh-huh. But it was read like
Lowe's Foods.
Maybe there's no TVs. Yeah.
Okay. Lowe's Home Improvement.
Who knows?
Hmm.
I didn't know you guys were going to analyze
that. That's whatever. What we do.
I mean,
is
this something like a Best? Because if you picture like a Best Buy where they got those huge
TVs,
like seeing our videos up there in front of, that's funny.
Maybe some of the bigger Lowe's do have TVs.
Yeah, maybe they do. Maybe Brock should quit his job at Lowe's and go work at Best Buy and do it for real this time.
Well, I think I've mentioned this before, but whenever I'm in like a phone store, I have my kids go throw on Neebs Gaming on all the tablets and phones.
How you think we got over 1 million subs?
That's right.
That's
thanks,
the
kids.
Way to do it. Grassroots.
Also on the ARC, Carter Balvans caught you, Neebs. Caught you red-handed.
Uh-oh.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
God damn it, Neebs. I know you saw the Griffin because you jerked your character away from seeing it.
No,
busted.
I didn't.
I know you didn't.
That's why I
was reading this. Talk to the people.
When I was cutting, I cut that episode.
Yep.
And when I was editing it, we already have the audio. We already have everything's already laid out like it's going to happen. So I'm like, well, I want to see which direction he went. And then I followed him frame by frame at the last place where I saw him, and I saw the direction he went, and I'm like, oh, he's going towards that waterfall. And then later in the shot, I saw it, and I'm like, it's so obvious now that I'm looking at this footage where he is. And then before we got to even cut that video, we were recording another one. So even our next video after that, we still had no idea where he was.
And I can guarantee, and we all know it, that we would never purposefully leave an animal behind or in a situation like that.
No,
because they're very valuable.
Well,
to us.
I mean, the video goes quick, but we were there for what felt like 15
we
minutes
stayed
searching.
I cut a lot of the searching out, but we actually searched and searched. because we didn't.
I went all the way up to the like ceiling of the game. We're like, go to the ceiling, see if he's up there. Yeah, we were all over the place.
I could almost compare it to finding stones in 7 days when I tried for 15 minutes.
Oh God, yeah.
Shit for it. It was all right. It was there, so obvious.
So much of that got cut out, and that was so. I hate it because it was so fucking funny to me.
But I was thinking this when I was cutting that video. I was like, should I leave this shot in? Because to me now it's obvious where he is, and I'm like, well, maybe it's obvious to me just because I looked where he went. And actually, a lot of people in the comments still didn't see.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I would say like 20% of the people saw where he was, and probably
some people are so damn perceptive.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
So they see everything. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
so,
no, yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
so
me
no,
too.
That was legitimately. I had no idea where he was.
All right, cool. Well, I have another. This is another comment from Ark. Daddy, I love when you read the comment. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good comment. And then you read the name, and you're like, oh, that's like Daddy Long Dick. Just a fun name that I already picked the comment, and then I was like, oh, that's a fun little treat. That's who it's from. You
Daddy
guys
Long
should
Dick.
Check out, and I know that you'll probably snarl at this, but you guys should check out UFC 3 when it comes out. Please put me in commenting on comments. I think playing a dumbass game like a fighting game, to me, is a fun type one-off thing for me. I know it might not fit on this
depends
channel.
Depends on the mechanics.
Yeah, I think they're pretty complicated in those games, actually. Like, more than just jumping in and... I think they've got
It's not like Stick Fight where you can just, like, jump in and slap each other.
Yeah, there's some...
Like this wrestling game we tried to play, I couldn't do anything in
yeah.
that
Yeah, but Mortal Kombat, when we played it 2 years ago...
Mortal Kombat's different. That's got good mechanics.
Yeah, very
good. Okay,
different.
So if this has good mechanics,
well,
it
this
might
is
be
based,
good.
It's based on the more the realism, so... I just know because that's an EA title?
Yeah, that is.
So it's like they always try to incorporate a little bit more complicated.
You got to pay $10 to buy the punch deal.
But some of those games, you have to learn a sequence of like 15 buttons just to do a move.
Yeah.
And that's never going to happen on a one-off. That's
right,
like
no,
I've been
right.
playing for months. And
but I guess it was just me saying that stupid, simple fighting games I find to be good. If it's not simple, won't find
it
to be
good. We played one called Stick Fight that I'm editing right now that was fantastic.
That was
beautiful.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Talk about a simple,
it's great for a
brilliant
one-off.
Game.
Yeah. Yeah. Games like I love finding games like that on Steam or like, here's a great game that you could just play with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say 90% of that game, our audio in that game was us laughing and
just giggling. Yeah, we're having a genuine good time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Gang Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Gang Beast
just
was
silly,
a lot of fun.
Simple.
I like this one better.
A lot of fun.
Much better. Me, too.
I love the art in Gang Beast.
I
like them both.
Yeah, I like them both. I wish there were that happy mix. Like, what I really enjoyed about Stick Fight was the level was constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
But the matches were quick, and then there was always that excitement of like, what's the next level going to be? Like, what?
And like all these weird
weapons. What's going to happen in this one?
The weapons.
And the weird
all
weapons.
All the weapons.
Yeah, we didn't know what any of the weapons did. And I mean, after you see them for a while, but then. It was like a rocket launcher that shot snakes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's stupid shit. And
that
the controls
awesome.
On it were so much better than Gang Beast. To the
it
I felt
pretty
like
good.
I felt like I could.
I mean, you only
work
in two dimensions. You just move left and right, and you hit. It's super simple.
And congratulations to Landfall Games. They went over 500 copies sold of that.
Of us,
I'm sorry, 500,000.
That was Landfall.
I was gonna say
Landfall. Yeah,
cool. They did Battle Simulator.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Totally real. Whatever. You know, we've
totally
done a few
epic
of those.
Battle
yeah.
Simulator.
Totally,
gotcha.
Yeah.
This is a flashback from the last commenting on comments because Hot Giggity was happy that we read his comment, but says, oh, fuck, I wrote that comment when I was drinking. Uh-huh. Do not grapple the Quetzal. It will break if you shoot with Trunks after grappling. I meant to say grapple the Tapayera, and tells us what we should have done, basically.
Okay, so we can. So when you grapple the Tapayera and shoot it with a Trank, you'll stay grappled. But yeah, we learn... With the Quetzal.
They don't know that.
I'm not sure what he's saying here still.
You tame a Tapayera. You grapple yourself to the Tapayera.
Yeah.
You shoot from that thing the Quetzal, you'll stay.
Oh.
And the Tapayera is following
exactly.
the Quetzal?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
You set it to follow.
Attack
and
my target
shoot.
Or
right.
follow my target mm-hmm. or something.
But we ended up, I mean, thanks for the comment, because we did science and we had a good time with it, and that's all we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marcus Braveheart says, I feel like we need a 7 Days to Die episode that is just Duralius doing Duralius things.
Building. Or like fortifying.
Yeah.
Focusing a lot on him might
I feel like
be...
it'd be like a Mr. Bean episode.
Yeah, that'd be what?
Which I would gladly watch.
Just walking around. Like
with some people like with in a scrap episode. Some people would love to see it in its entirety, the building and stuff. And
if you had a helper, if you were there with somebody and you were the boss and it was like they're the B story, you're the A story with a helper.
You know, when you're building, when you're like fortifying, doing shit like that, you're just kind of like focusing on that. And
I mean, a lot of times it's just like you'll look at Drellis and he's just in his storage, just organizing stuff or just looking through. And you got like 2 minutes of just an inventory. You don't want to see all that.
You talking in my footage?
Yeah, like anybody. There's moments we cut out because it's not fun for the audience. So we're just, okay, he's over there organizing his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not talking. He's just organizing.
But we can create a story around it and a goal and him being the leader and potentially, you know? And
I just like being the fortifying man. And like in this case, we're all separate and I did my thing. But I still wanted to give an option to help you guys, which I won't mention, but you know,
or an option for you to be helped by us,
right? It could go either way.
Yeah,
could go either way.
Peter Bell says, I put a solar panel in my deer hunting tree stand just so I can power my laptop and watch Neebs Gaming this Saturday while in the woods.
That's awesome.
If I get a deer, I'm going to promoted.
I'm just picturing
they're just walking right by you underneath the tree.
Yeah, or I'm just picturing a deer just like hearing this laughter off in the distance. And his like ears are kind of cocked up. Like, what is that laughing?
Now, we asked the audience, this is the only one that I saw. I wish I would have seen more. What other people in other countries call telephone. Remember that?
Basically. Yes, I don't remember it.
Okay. So we had a discussion about telephone and somebody called it whispers.
Oh, the game.
Telephone.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Rumors.
Right. Yes, rumors. It is called Chinese whispers in Australia. I don't know why that's funny. Chinese whispers.
In Australia.
Says Pinathy J. Yeah. So I was like, I read that and I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Chinese whispers.
And then I'm like, oh, that.
Why Chinese?
I don't know, but it's fun. That's like, how did it get called Chinese?
Maybe because their media is a little more restricted than ours. It's like, hey, did you hear this?
Want to get together, play Chinese whispers?
Hey, I guess that's a good theory.
Yeah,
maybe.
Chinese whispers.
Was that the only example? Yeah, only other name?
That was the only one that I saw.
I remember seeing whispers as well, like it just being called whispers.
Rumors didn't come up.
No, but I didn't. Rumors, that was the only one comment I saw, and I was confused.
Ear
and then
speak.
I said, oh, I remember. Yeah.
Mm.
This is from Tobias. This is the last comment. Next time, guys, Rails, surprised that Thick was the one who fell down most instead of Duralius or Simon. Really proud of them both. You guys keep crapping on Duralius for his fortification, and it's probably what saved you all from having things get much worse.
Truth.
That is it. Thank you, Tobias. Very true.
Thank you, Tobias.
You are very good at that.
Well, I mean, I just stayed back and, it's not like it was a hard thing to do. Someone's got
to
do it.
You committed to doing it.
And if we all stayed back and fortified, that'd be some boring ass shit.
Yeah.
We had to do adventures to keep the show moving.
But we're doing separate stuff now, so we're kind of screwing ourselves. Now we're all fortifying our own thing.
But
and it's
fun.
It is fun.
It looks fun. Like, I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to have
like in Ark, you build things. We should build like Bourbon Street one day or something. Build these, like have these visions of what we're going to build here. Let's turn this whole street into something.
Yeah, I could see that that town we visited yesterday.
I could
see
that
turn it into something, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was fun.
We could build an Eiffel Tower. We could just build all these iconic things. And
that Western town scenario could be fun in this, except the zombies will be running way too fast on that seventh night, but little... See one coming down the street and playing the whole whistle music, you know?
Yeah, we did that in Ark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Didn't work out, though, because we were building everything out of wood.
But you guys were just fighting each other in
that.
It
was way too
hot. In this, we'd have a zombie, like, making its way down the street.
Yep.
We're going to have the showdown. Someone
waiting. Revolver, because you got cowboy hats
draw,
in there.
Draw, and it just kind of hobbling towards you.
Yeah. Just talking shit. I see you came back to town. Probably not a good idea, you know.
I thought I told you never step foot in this town again.
Get out of here, Limpy Lenny.
Don't make me kill you a third time.
All right, well, I'm done with my comments.
And they were great.
That's it then,
huzzah!
Huh?
I've got two comments just from...
Which one?
This one was about Ark, and let's see, it was from Gus Thorpe, and it just said, you guys never finished the island, and I assume he's talking about the island map when we played Ark.
Mm-hmm.
But Ark has evolved, hadn't it? Like, when we first started playing Ark, it wasn't really cinematic.
Right.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you can't let that go.
Like that?
Yeah, no. It's just for you, buddy.
But we didn't, like, now, like, Scorched Earth is probably our first full,
like, we
story
beat the map
with some closure.
Yeah.
The first map we play, we're just like, let's try the center. So we just jumped out mid-game.
Yeah.
Just to try something else. And then in that one,
we went to the boss once.
Yeah, and we're like, we're not ready for that.
It's like, that takes too much work.
And then we went to Scorched Earth because everybody was doing new maps. I'm like, let's do a new map as well.
Mm-hmm.
But now we were like, we need closure. When we do a map, we need closure for that map. So I think that'll be our goal from now on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Ragnarok, we're going to have to beat all three of the bosses.
What?
And that map's not even finished yet.
All three of them?
Yeah.
We just need to beat a boss, just like we did
only three of them.
Bring this.
We're going to go further than we've ever gone in this closure. Yeah.
But we're going to get tech gear. We're going to go nuts.
All right.
Was there only one boss in Scorched Earth?
No, there wasn't. That's my point.
Oh, I see.
No,
in
Scorched Earth.
Thank you.
It was just the Manticore.
Like, okay,
that was the boss.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh, but right.
I mean,
there was only one.
There were three obelisks, but every obelisk takes you to the Manticore. From what I understand, I could be completely wrong.
Oh, I thought that was just one. Okay.
I didn't know of any other ones. If there were,
I'm pretty sure it was our Scorched Earth just had the Manticore as the boss.
Well, we'll find out from the comments if we're wrong.
We'll know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That was from Gus Thorpe. And then I got a comment from Kenneth Shadjik. How the hell do they play this game without multiplayer lag? Talking about scrap mechanic. we don't.
Good God.
We have lots of lag.
We do.
Yeah, that game is a lag fest.
Yeah, it also, sometimes if we build things that are so laggy, we build our things and then we all jump out and then we just show our build on one computer.
Yeah.
That's happened
before. So we've got ways to help with the lag.
But so many ways not to. This person's obviously not seen many of our videos that have had a shit ton of lag.
Yeah, no, it happens a lot. Yeah.
What was that one video?
The
where
giant
we were
monster
giant...
attack or whatever?
That was in slow motion.
Is lag. Good God. Yeah, it was the big spider
that
I made.
Built the city that we were all fighting in the city and knocking the buildings over.
Yes. Yep.
Cool. That was lag city.
Yes, it was. Anything else we got to talk about? Let's talk about stuff that isn't comments.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
It is.
Turkey.
This video will be out after Thanksgiving.
So hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You can do that thing.
If you enjoyed it, then
trash can turkey and some oysters.
Shit freaking, the holiday.
Yeah.
Love the food.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Love the food, but what a shit message.
Oh, the roots of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Your family getting together and enjoying a meal, that alone is...
I like having an excuse to, like, all right, let's step away from work for 3 days and go hang out with family, because I need to do that.
Yeah, I like having an excuse to give strangers blankets with smallpox.
Damn, harsh.
Wow. He follows the tradition. He's a strict traditionalist.
I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what I do for Easter.
God.
That one YouTube channel I found right before just randomly.
Oh.
That I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, I came in and you guys were all hovered around
looking
at something.
It's the stupidest thing, but I think it's brilliant.
I think it's a good thing to end on.
Yeah, the thing is I can't say the name. I think that's Chinese.
Is the channel name and the video name in Chinese?
No, the video name I can say. So it's like this dude this guy plays drum covers of like rock songs on a kit that looks to be about 5 inches tall and maybe about
like a little tiny
10 inches
kit
across.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
but
it's a miniature.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
So it looks like he's cut off regular drumsticks to be about 4 inches in length.
You just see his little fingers in there with two little drumsticks just going crazy on this drum set.
Covers on this little kit. So it's like
it
this
sounds
one
all right or
Slipknot. Oh, it's
awesome.
It's
in rhythm.
As good
he
as
nails
can,
it. He
okay.
nails it.
As good as you could do it.
Yeah, I mean,
with that. Yeah. All right.
And it's such a simple little, like,
gimmick. There was, like, a hi-hat hit that he had, and then he just slams a hi-hat,
oh,
he snaps
it. He even
grabs the hi-hat to stop it.
Stopping
really good.
One is, he's got a bunch, and he did, like, Chop Suey from System of a Down, but it's like Slipknot, Eyeless is the name of the song, and then in parentheses, mini drum cover. So from that, you'll see.
So search
just
mini drum
tiny
cover.
Tiny little cool-looking drum set.
I can't wait to watch it. I didn't see it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Miniature drum cover.
Yeah, I want to see something stupid. I just think it's a great little gimmick.
Yeah, it's one of those. I said, this has got to have millions of views.
Nah,
because there's so
not
much.
All.
It's got 160-something million views. He's got 2,000 subscribers. This guy is more talented than most things, most videos, more entertaining
and
than a lot of
And it's definitely the original channel, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not, his definite. I don't yeah. know.
You just want to make sure that someone hasn't borrowed it.
We'll make sure.
To a YouTube channel where it's like
thick facts happen here. You know.
Do you guys have any new channels that you've been watching on YouTube that you'd like to share with our community?
I've been watching a guy a little bit that plays 7 Days to Die. I forget his name. But he's Spanish. So I just thought, oh, maybe I can kind of pick up some two tips and listen to Spanish at the same time.
Okay.
Well, this guy's only got 3 videos. This one. 3,000 subscribers almost. He does System of a Down, 2 System of a Down songs and a Slipknot song. They're funny. Sorry. What were you saying, Neebs?
I was looking it up.
I've been watching, well, like the boring stuff that I've been watching is Recording Revolution, which has to do with like recording music and stuff like that, because I like learning stuff, and they're short to the point videos. But I've been watching Dr. Disrespect, like his best moments, because he's a really good character.
I watched some of it with you.
I enjoy watching him.
Now here he is, Buck Fernandez. Play 7 Days to Die. I don't understand everything he's saying, but I understand some of it, and I like him just because he's he moves quickly through the game. Okay. He's very focused, seems to know the game very well, and I'm like, I can listen to some Spanish while I kind of see if there's some things I don't know about the game yet.
There you go.
Yeah, good for you.
I've been watching The Completionist. I've been catching up on him.
What's that?
He basically plays video games like to completion, like Cuphead. Like, he recently did an episode of Cuphead, and it's a really fucking hard game. Mm-hmm. So in order to get, like, he plays a game 100%. He gets every achievement, all that stuff. And he basically tells you, this is what you'll get if you get all the way through this game.
Wow.
And he gives you the review on, should you even waste your time? You know, should you complete it? Or should you just finish it and move on?
That's good
like
stuff.
Cuphead got like a finish it, because it's like, okay, you get 100%, but you really don't get that much for it. So just finish it and move on with your time.
Did he do PT?
I don't know if he did PT. You'll have to look it up. He's done a shit ton of games. He's been doing this for a while.
He's got a new series where he's doing games, playing games until climax.
Yeah. Until he's all over.
But you know me. I enjoy the video game related content.
Yeah.
Of other YouTubers.
I started playing. Maybe halfway through. And Champ Wild brought it up earlier, but that new Wolfenstein game. And I told you guys the other day, but hands down the best acting I've ever seen in a video game. Like within the cutscenes and stuff.
I'm worried about that, because now I'm going to be so critical.
Sure.
When I see it, and I'm going to be let down.
It's like when I think good acting in video games, my brain goes to like the Uncharted series
Friday the 13th.
that big screamy face.
I'm impressed every cutscene. I was like, son of a bitch, this cast.
All right.
And the worst character is by design is the main guy, because he's got all the cheesy, you know. The cheesy kind of like standard cheeseball-y lines.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I want to play it.
Everyone around him.
I got to play that one and the first one.
See you in hell. It's a quality ass game. It's really, really pretty.
Are those is the first one coming to the Switch? Because those would be perfect games to play on the airplane.
Not that I know of, but I don't know.
God, I'd love if that one, the first and second one, were on the Switch.
Yeah.
Those would be good travel games.
Yeah.
Another 7 Days channel I watched a little bit was Two Hands Gaming.
All right, so we got two hands. That's unique.
Yeah, I don't know where he's from, not the States, but he has quick to the point videos just covering different like biomes, farming, just things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
To teach you a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to learn more about that game, go check out Two Hands Gaming.
Cool.
And he's kind of funny.
I believe you.
Me too.
I too believe Neebs.
Yes.
Right?
But do I see kind of funny? That's a soft sell. That's good. You want to go in with the soft sell, not the best acting ever in a game.
No. I didn't say it was the best. It's the best acting I've ever seen in a game.
Okay.
I respect good tutorial videos.
Yep.
It's like those are hard to find, because usually you run across a tutorial video. It's 15 minutes long, and it's like the first minute and a half is some asshole's logo. It's just like, just tell me how to do the thing. The video says how to do this. Get to it.
Yeah.
Tell me how to do the thing.
Yeah.
Actually, it's two-hand gaming.
Two-hand. So
there you go.
Two-hand gaming.
Two-hand.
Two-hand gaming. Fast-paced gaming action.
He plays with both of his hands. Huh?
Well,
wow. See, if you wanted to knock that off right now,
two hands.
I would go for both-hand gaming or both-hands gaming.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then you can get confused. You can probably take a lot of his subs.
Double-handed like, gaming.
Which one is it?
Maybe one-hands gaming.
Oh. Maybe three hands.
There you go.
Yeah, have someone else in there just assigned to one button.
Yep. They got the space bar.
Maybe.
All right. Well, hey, guys, Commenting on comments.
We did.
Another gem.
We did. Another gem. This will go down in history.
It will.
Congratulations to us.
We did it. Keep on commenting. Keep on being awesome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for giving a shit.
Love.
Yep. Have a wonderful week and be nice to one another.
There you go.
Later, guys.
Take it down. Take it down. Take it down.